It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hey, so what did you clowns do last night? Anything fun? I know Josh has puffy eyes this morning.
Oh.
Well, I thought I was just going to be going out for a little bit because I went out at like 4:30 p.m. yesterday. And that turned out... What's that?
I can't even imagine.
I know, yeah, right? Yeah, it's insane. But that turned out to be staying out till like midnight. So I was like, this is a late night.
Look at Josh.
But it was fun. I got to catch up with friends and, you know, people I haven't seen in a while. And I went to these really cool places. I went to a new rooftop bar called Halo that I'd never heard of.
Halo!
But man, the views, oh my gosh, it was a 360 view of all of Denver, which was really, really cool. And then last night, actually, this was crazy, when I was there way beyond the sunset, because I was out there so late, I actually saw a shooting star last night.
Oh, and did you make a wish?
Of course, obviously. It went the entire length of the sky. I've never seen a shooting star like this. And I was like, it's one of those moments where we're all in conversation, all of a sudden I go, shooting star.
You're like, Josh, settle down.
They were like, dude. And none of them, no one else saw it. So I was like, oh, they all think
you're
I'm making it up now. Because I was facing the way that, I was facing like east, and so no one else saw it. And I was like, oh man, they're not going to believe me. But I did see
I don't even believe
star.
You right now,
I know,
honestly.
You probably don't. It's fine. But it was fun. I got to see some friends, hang out, had some really good food. And it was a good time. Good time.
I
seeing those guys.
I got a few pictures from Josh with one of the lady friends that he was hanging out with. And
she and I have been friends for a really
long
time.
She's a very pretty girl, and her name was Angela, and she totally lived up to my theory of all Angelas are hot.
That's why I sent it to you. I had to show you. I was like, look, buddy.
She's sitting there smiling. Hi. Total like blonde with dimples and everything. And I showed it to Nick Nack, and Nicole's like, she looks more like a Madison or an Ashley.
Should I tell her that? Or
L-E-I-G-H
is that offensive?
At the end.
L-E-I-G-H?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Madison.
With the fun spelling.
With the fun spelling.
Yeah, the Gen Z spelling that everybody has.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Should I tell her that, or is that offensive?
I just told her.
Oh, yeah, you did. I guess
you look like a Madison.
She looks like a Madison.
Right now. She's asleep.
I would imagine so if she was out with you. So you're living the life. We're all living it vicariously through you. So
it's fun. It was a good time.
Thank you for that. Katie, what'd you do last night?
Yeah, to be in your 20s again, right? Because, my gosh.
It's like midnight? You got home at midnight?
I did.
I woke up at midnight and looked at the clock, and my stomach hurt, and I was just like, oh, gosh. You know, so I can't imagine being outside at midnight.
There's your tummy hurt?
I have to give a shout out to our two promo queens, Isabel and Kiana. I was hanging out with them last night at that Cherry Creek Food Hall. You know the place.
We've done events there.
Yes, and they have the best. I love the concept because it's like a cafeteria, so they have all these restaurants that you get to choose from and so many options. I am always like, I'm going to go talk sweet nothings to that lobster roll every time. I roll up to Salty Breeze and I'm like,
hey, lobster roll.
I want you every time.
How you doing?
And my problem is everything they serve is so good. I will eat until the point of uncomfortability because I just cannot stop myself. I have no self-control.
Unbuckle in your pants.
I'm up there. I'm like, I could eat a crab cake. I could totally eat a crab cake.
I can eat nine of them. Dare me to eat nine of them? I'll do it.
I cannot eat a crab cake after I've had a lobster roll and loaded Cajun chicken fries.
You should be giving a shout out to Rolaids this morning, too.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, shout out Pepto.
And then a different restaurant in that same little spot has a chocolate cake that's as big as your head. You know the place.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, you got to top it off with that. So,
did you eat the whole thing?
Gosh. No, I got it for somebody for their birthday present, but I definitely cut off a little slice,
just a taste.
I gave him half a cake. There you go.
I saw the picture. It was for a kid. So the kid is not going to know that the little sliver is gone.
Yeah, she's not going to find
that. She just saw the chocolate in the corners of Katie's mouth there.
I got you cake.
I just had to make it. You're like, people that taste for dignitaries and presidents to make sure it's not poisoned.
Yes.
You know, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You're looking out for that little kid.
Yeah, that's like the mom tax. I have to try your chocolate cake before you try it.
That's
so
pretty good.
Yeah, but my stomach still hurts because I just couldn't stop eating. And every time I do that,
It sounds good. I mean, you were good eating.
So worth it.
It was good eating for sure.
Worth it. Every time I go roll up.
She's
going
to be running to the bathroom all show.
I know. We have to be on TV this morning at 6:45 with Channel 9, so
I know.
Don't throw up.
Oh my gosh, don't put that in her head.
Honestly though, if you do, like, viral sensation.
Don't.
That would make a good show.
Before you go on, can you shove your fingers in?
No.
Your
oh my god.
I was worried about having puffy eyes on the news, and now you've unlocked a new fear.
She's gonna
Thank
puke
you.
On the news.
I hope she vomits on the news.
Stop!
What did I do yesterday? Oh, just dad on duty. My daughter's got gymnastics. Thursdays are nightmare days because we have two piano lessons into gymnastics into basketball practice.
Jeez. Oh.
There's your future, Josh.
Oh, boy.
As you were hanging out with pretty girls until midnight. I was parked at the rec center during gymnastics class, which is an hour and a half. And for some reason, their Wi-Fi was down. I didn't have a signal on my phone at all in there to save my life. I forgot my headphones. I couldn't listen to anything. So I'm in there surrounded by the public, essentially. All these other parents watching their little girls do gymnastics.
Mm.
Packed. Just a packed lobby.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got all their kids with them running around like little a-holes. Screaming, fighting. The amount of children I just saw laying on the floor and rolling on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, who are these parents? Like, literally rolling around on a dirty floor at the rec center. And I'm like, oh God. Everybody was coughing. Every person in there
was...
what else went on? Oh, let me ask your guys' opinion on this. So all the chairs there are like double chairs. They're like mini park benches, mm-hmm. let's say. There's no single chairs. So, you know, I'm sitting on one on the right, and I look around, and everybody's essentially just on the right, okay? And it's like one of those things, do you come and sit down next to somebody that's a stranger? Because as I was looking around, even though we were all sitting in two-person park benches, one person was sitting in them. Because you don't want to go sit next to a stranger, right? Yeah. You don't want to do that. And I feel like that's just a courtesy. Sure enough, big, heavy-breathing dude walks right over to me. Is this seat taken? I was like, son of a biscuit.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
actually.
I should have said yes, it is.
My wife is in the bathroom, actually.
I know.
That was your shot.
But then she would never come back.
I know.
Like,
is your wife okay?
So I'm hearing kids run around, screaming, rolling on the floor. I got some big dude heavy breathing next to me, like touching my leg. He's sitting so close. It was a horrible night.
Yeah.
That
sounds
fun,
like
man.
It.
It was really, really bad. So all I got to say is, Josh, enjoy your nights out, buddy. Like, enjoy where you are in life right now.
I didn't mind rubbing thighs with the people I was rubbing thighs with last night. So we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. You suck, dude.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.